This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the Strong Method prepares individual team members for synergy-critical conversations. 6 steps that turn nervous team members into confident contributors. In short, this article teaches the Strong Method, a 6-step pre-conversation ritual that prepares individual team members for the exchanges that determine whether real team synergy takes hold or breaks down. State your intention clearly before the conversation begins. Offer specific examples instead of vague complaints. Gain commitment to a concrete next action. Definition: the Strong Method is a 6-step pre-conversation preparation ritual covering. State your intention. Take a breath. Respect all perspectives. Offer specific examples, navigate to solutions, and gain commitment to action. It builds the individual readiness that makes team synergy possible. I have watched good people walk into important conversations and make a complete mess of them. Not because they were careless. Not because they did not care about the outcome. They walked in with good intentions, no structure, and under pressure they defaulted to the worst version of themselves. They vented instead of explaining. They generalized instead of citing facts. They left the room with the other person feeling attacked and the problem still unsolved. This is where the Strong Method comes in. Team synergy does not emerge from goodwill alone. It is built conversation by conversation, and every one of those conversations needs an individual on each side who is prepared, focused, and clear. Without that preparation, even well-meaning exchanges collapse into defensiveness, misunderstanding, and fractured trust. And Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the Strong Method as a pre-conversation ritual for exactly this kind of moment. Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time covers the full system, including the confidence-competence loop and conversation pre-mortem that underpin it. In this article, I teach the method in full, step by step, so you can apply it to any conversation your team depends on. If your team is still working on the broader foundations, the articles on what team synergy is and why it matters, and what psychological safety is, and how it drives team synergy will give you the grounding you need before applying this method. Why structure matters more than you think in synergy-critical moments. Most people believe that good communication is a natural gift. Some people have it, and some people do not. After 60 years of watching this play out, I can tell you that is not true. Communication under pressure is a skill, and skill requires structure. When the stakes are high, you do not rise to the occasion. You fall back on your habits. Without a clear framework to follow, most people revert to whatever they do when they are anxious. They overtalk, they go quiet, they attack, or they retreat. None of those responses builds team synergy. Here are the moments where having a structured approach makes the real difference. When you need to raise a concern with a colleague whose work is affecting the team, and you're afraid the conversation will turn personal. When a long-running disagreement over how the team operates needs to be named and resolved before it poisons the group's output. When trust has been damaged by mistake and someone needs to repair the relationship without excuses or minimizing. When a team member is carrying too much, the role boundaries are unclear and a direct conversation is overdue. Understanding what role clarity is and why it is the foundation of sustainable team synergy matters here. When feedback needs to be delivered during a high-pressure period and the timing feels impossible, but the delay is costing everyone. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. Framework 1. The Strong Method. The Strong Method is a 6-step pre-conversation ritual I developed and named in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time. It gives individual team members a reliable system to follow before and during any conversation that matters for team cohesion. What it is designed for. This method is built for any conversation where the stakes are high enough to affect team synergy feedback sessions, conflict repair, disagreements over direction, or any exchange where one person's anxiety or lack of preparation could derail the outcome. How it works. Number 1. State your intention. Before you open your mouth, you need to know what you're actually trying to achieve. Write it down in one sentence. Not "I need to tell her she is being difficult, but I want us to agree on how we handle disagreements in front of the client." This sharpens your entire approach. Example: my intention is to understand why the handover keeps failing and agree on one change we can both commit to. Number 2. Take a breath. This is not a metaphor. A slow breath before you speak reduces the cortisol spike that triggers the amygdala hijack, the moment when your brain reads the conversation as a threat and shuts down your best thinking. 3 seconds in, 3 seconds out. Example, before saying anything, you pause, breathe, and feel your shoulders drop. Number three, respect all perspectives. Before the conversation begins, force yourself to consider the other person's view honestly. What pressures are they under? What might they be protecting? This is not about agreeing with them. It is about approaching the conversation as a real exchange, not a verdict. Example, she might be defensive because she has been criticized by 3 different people this week. Number four, offer specific examples. Vague complaints destroy team conversations. Specific examples give the other person something real to respond to. Replace "you always do this" with "on Tuesday, when the report was late, here is what happened for the rest of the team." Example, last Thursday, the client brief arrived 4 hours after the deadline we agreed, which meant 2 people stayed late. Number five, navigate to solutions. The purpose of a synergy critical conversation is not to establish who is wrong. It is to agree on what comes next. Steer every conversation toward a concrete change. Ask, what can we do differently from here? Example, what would need to change about our process for this to work better next time? Number six, gain commitment to action. A conversation that ends without a specific next step has solved nothing. Before you close, ask for a clear agreement who will do what, by when. This is what transforms a conversation into actual progress. Example, so we are both agreed you will send the brief by noon on Wednesdays, and I will confirm receipt within the hour. When to use it. Use the strong method before any conversation where the relationship and the outcome both matter. It is especially valuable when you feel anxious or reactive going in. When not to use it. Do not apply it to casual check-ins or low-stakes exchanges. It is a preparation tool for high-stakes moments, not a script for every interaction. A quick example in practice. Jamie needs to speak to a colleague about a pattern of missed deadlines that is slowing the whole team. Before the meeting, Jamie writes down the intention. I want to agree on a system so deadlines are met consistently. He takes a breath before he knocks on the door. He reminds himself that his colleague is juggling 2 projects. He opens with a specific example from last week. He asks what would help. They agree on a new handover step. The conversation takes 12 minutes and the problem stops. Eamon's take. I have taught this method to hundreds of people over the years, and the step that changes everything is the first one. When you know your intention before you walk in, you stop reacting and start leading. Framework 2. The Confidence Competence Loop. The confidence competence loop is a self-reinforcing cycle where practice builds competence, small successes build confidence, and that confidence drives further practice and greater success. It is one of the core concepts in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time. What it is designed for. This framework addresses the paralysis that stops team members from having the conversations they know the team needs. It explains why waiting to feel competent before acting is the wrong strategy entirely. How it works. Number 1. Take the small action first. Confidence does not arrive before the action. It arrives because of it. Choose 1 low-stakes synergy conversation, a brief check-in, a small piece of honest feedback, a question you've been avoiding. Do it. Example. Instead of waiting until you feel ready to address the team conflict, you start with a 2-minute, 1-to-1 check-in with 1 colleague. Number 2. Notice the small win. After the conversation, acknowledge what went well, not what was perfect. What worked? This is the competence building. Each small success becomes evidence that you can handle the harder conversations ahead. Example, that went better than I expected. I stayed calm, I was specific, and they heard me. Number 3. Build toward the high-stakes exchange. Each successful conversation raises your baseline. You begin the next one with slightly more confidence because you have proof from the last one. This is the loop. Action builds competence. Competence builds confidence. Confidence drives action. Example. After 4 successful smaller conversations, you are ready to raise the systemic issue that has been blocking the team for months. When to use it. Use this framework when fear or low confidence is preventing a team member from having a conversation the team genuinely needs. It is the antidote to avoidance. When not to use it. Do not use this framework to delay necessary conversations indefinitely under the guise of building up. At some point, you have to walk through the door. A quick example in practice. Priya has avoided giving direct feedback to a senior colleague for months. She starts with a small step. She names 1 thing she appreciated about a recent project. The conversation goes well. The following week, she raises a small concern. Again, it lands well. 3 weeks in, She has the confidence to address the pattern that has been blocking the team. The loop has done its work. Eamon's take. I have seen this loop change people who believed they were simply not built for difficult conversations. You are built for them. You just need a few small wins to prove it to yourself. Framework 3. The conversation premortem. The conversation premortem is a pre-conversation anxiety reduction exercise where you identify the worst-case scenarios, assess how likely they actually are, and prepare a plan for handling each one. I describe it fully in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time. What it is designed for. This framework is for team members who freeze up before a critical conversation because their imagination has already played out every catastrophic outcome. It replaces dread with practical readiness. How it works. Number 1. List the worst cases. Write down every bad outcome you can imagine. They will get angry. They will deny it. The relationship will be damaged permanently. Get them out of your head and onto paper. Example. He will say I'm overreacting, and the rest of the team will side with him. Number 2. Assess the real likelihood. For each scenario, honestly rate how likely it is on a scale of 1 to 10. Most fears, when examined in daylight, are far less probable than they felt in the dark. Example. Is it really a 9 out of 10 that he says I'm overreacting? Probably more like a 3. Number 3. Prepare a response for each. For every scenario that is genuinely possible, write a brief, specific response. This is your safety net. You will not need all of it. But knowing it exists transforms anxiety into readiness. Example. If he gets defensive, I will say, I am not here to assign blame. I just want us to find something that works better for both of us. When to use it. Use this before any conversation where anticipatory anxiety, the dread before the event, is threatening to stop you from having the exchange at all. When not to use it. Do not use it to catastrophize further. If writing the list makes you more anxious, not less, move directly to the strong method instead. A quick example in practice. Saoirse needs to tell her team lead that the project timeline is unrealistic. She dreads the response. She sits down the night before and lists her worst fears. She rates each one. She writes a calm response to the two scenarios that feel genuinely possible. She walks into the meeting the next morning with her notes in her pocket and her shoulders back. She never needs the notes, but having them was the difference between going in and not going in. Eamon's take. Courage is not the absence of fear. It is the willingness to act in spite of it. The premortem does not remove the fear. It just takes away its power over you. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Framework 4. The Three-Step Mistake Recovery. The Three-Step Mistake Recovery is a process of acknowledge, correct, and move on, used to recover from fumbled words or missteps during a synergy-critical conversation. It keeps a conversation alive after something goes wrong. What it is designed for. This framework addresses the moment mid-conversation when you say the wrong thing, lose your thread, or trigger a reaction you did not intend. Without a recovery process, these moments derail entire exchanges and damage the trust that team synergy depends on. How it works. Number 1. Acknowledge. Name the misstep directly. Do not pretend it did not happen. Do not over-apologize. A clear, honest acknowledgement restores trust faster than any explanation. Example. You know what? I do not think that came out the way I meant it. Let me try again. Number 2. Correct. Restate what you were trying to say. Be specific. Keep it brief. The goal is clarity, not a lengthy justification of what you originally meant. Example. What I meant to say is that the deadline affected everyone on the team, not just you. Number 3. Move on. Return to the conversation. Do not dwell on the mistake. Do not keep apologizing. One clean recovery is far more impressive than repeated self-flagellation. As I write in Say It Right Every Time, your ability to recover from a mistake with confidence is often more impressive than not making a mistake at all. Example. So, picking up from where we were, what would help you hit that deadline next time? When to use it. Use this the moment you sense a conversation has been knocked off course by something you said. The sooner you apply it, the less damage is done. When not to use it. If the misstep was genuinely hurtful, a fuller apology is needed before you move on. This is a recovery tool for stumbles, not for serious breaches of respect. A quick example in practice. Marcus is giving feedback to a colleague and accidentally says everyone on the team has noticed this. The colleague stiffens. Marcus pauses, acknowledges he put it poorly, corrects to I have noticed this myself, and I wanted to raise it directly with you, and returns to the conversation. The colleague visibly relaxes. The exchange continues productively. Eamon's take. The teams with the strongest synergy are not the ones where no one ever missteps. They're the ones where people know how to recover cleanly and keep moving. Framework 5. The Clarity Checklist. The Clarity Checklist is a preparation tool that helps team members define their core message, their intention, and their desired outcome before entering a difficult conversation. It ensures no one walks into a synergy-critical exchange without knowing what they are actually trying to achieve, what it is designed for. This framework is for team members who have something important to say, but cannot yet say it clearly. It is the preparation step that sits behind the strong method. How it works. Number 1. Define your core message in one sentence. If you cannot say what you need to say in one sentence, you are not ready for the conversation. Write it down. Revise it until it is clear and specific. Example. I need us to agree on who owns the client communication so it stops falling through the cracks. Number 2. Name your intention. What do you want the other person to feel after this conversation? Informed. Supported. Accountable. Your intention shapes your tone, your language, and your approach. Example. I want them to feel respected and clear, not blamed. Number 3. Define the desired outcome. What is a successful result? Not vaguely a better relationship, but a specific, concrete change. If you cannot name the outcome, you cannot steer toward it. Example. We leave the meeting with a clear agreement on who sends the weekly client update, when to use it. Use the clarity checklist when you feel a conversation is important, but you keep putting it off because you are not sure how to frame it. Clarity of purpose is the antidote to avoidance. This tool pairs well with the guidance in how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's synergy, when not to use it. Do not use this checklist as a reason to delay indefinitely. If you have been refining your one sentence for 3 days, the problem is not the sentence. It is the reluctance to have the conversation at all. A quick example in practice. Daniel has a recurring tension with a colleague over how feedback is given in team meetings. He sits down with a clarity checklist. His core message becomes, I find public corrections in meetings difficult, and I want to agree on a better approach. His intention is for the colleague to feel respected, not accused. His desired outcome is an agreement to exchange feedback privately first. He walks in clear and the conversation resolves in 20 minutes. Eamon's take. I have never seen a conversation fail because someone was too prepared. I have seen hundreds fail because someone walked in with fog in their head. How to choose the right framework for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation best framework. You are anxious before a difficult conversation. Conversation pre-mortem. You need a full preparation ritual before a high-stakes exchange strong method. You are stuck in avoidance and fear you are not capable confidence competence loop. You are not sure what you are trying to say clarity checklist. You have said the wrong thing mid-conversation. 3-step mistake recovery. You need to give feedback that strengthens rather than fractures trust strong method plus clarity checklist. A team member seems unable to engage in productive exchange confidence competence loop. Sometimes 2 frameworks belong together. The strong method and the clarity checklist are natural partners. The checklist defines what you need to say, and the method gives you the structure to say it well. The conversation pre-mortem and the 3-step recovery are also a natural pair, especially for conversations where you expect resistance. For further guidance on how these tools work at the leadership level, see how leaders can use the strong method to build synergy through every conversation. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using these frameworks. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you recite while your anxiety runs underneath. Skipping the intention step. Many people move straight to what they want to say without defining why they're saying it. Without a clear intention, even well-structured words land wrong and pull a team further from synergy, not toward it. Using vague language where the framework calls for specifics. The strong methods offer specific example step exists for a reason. You often miss deadlines is not a specific example. last Tuesday's report arrived 4 hours late is, the difference matters enormously. Treating the pre-mortem as a reason not to speak. The conversation pre-mortem is designed to reduce anxiety and build readiness. Some people use it to generate more reasons to delay. If you have run the pre-mortem and still will not have the conversation, the problem is not the framework. Abandoning the framework the moment the conversation gets tense. This is exactly when the structure matters most. If your counterpart gets defensive, return to navigate to solutions. If you stumble, apply the three-step recovery. The framework is your anchor in rough water. Skipping the commitment step. A conversation without a clear agreement at the end has not solved anything. The gain commitment to action step is the one most often dropped when people are relieved the hard part is over. Do not drop it. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these frameworks today? Do not try to master all of these at once. That is a reliable path to using none of them. Number 1. Start with a strong method on one real conversation this week. Pick a conversation you have been putting off. Run through all 6 steps before you begin it. Write your intention down. Notice what changes. This is how the confidence competence loop starts. One small, specific action followed by a small, specific win. Number 2. Use the clarity checklist as a daily habit before difficult exchanges. Before any conversation where you feel uncertain or anxious, spend 5 minutes with the 3 questions core message, intention, desired outcome. It sounds simple because it is. Simple tools used consistently outperform complex ones used occasionally. For teams working on structured feedback, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it is a natural companion. Number 3. Practice the 3-step recovery in low-stakes situations first. When you stumble in a casual conversation, use acknowledge, correct, move on. Practice the recovery when the stakes are low so it becomes instinct when the stakes are high. Teams working on broader conversation skills will find how the master method prepares teams for high-stakes synergy conversations built naturally on what you learn here. Number 4. Review what worked after each conversation. Spend 2 minutes after any framework-supported exchange writing one thing that worked and one thing to adjust. This is the competence-building step that feeds the loop. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The strong method is not just a checklist. It is a complete preparation ritual that addresses intention, physiology, empathy, evidence, direction, and commitment in a single sequence. Confidence is not a prerequisite for having a difficult conversation. It is the result of having one. The confidence competence loop is how you earn it. Preparation is the most direct path to confidence in synergy critical conversations. Strategic readiness, not natural ability, is what separates the people who have these conversations well from the ones who avoid them. The conversation pre-mortem transforms anticipatory dread into practical readiness. Write the fears down, assess them honestly, and prepare your responses. The 3-step mistake recovery keeps a conversation alive after a stumble. A clean recovery is more powerful than a perfect performance. Every synergy critical conversation needs a clear commitment at the end. Without one, the conversation produced words, but not change. To go deeper on the foundations these frameworks sit on, read what psychological safety is and how it drives team synergy, and what team synergy is and why it matters. The full system, including the scripts and the complete strong method, is covered in depth in Say It Right Every Time. Building genuine team synergy is a practice, not a gift. These frameworks are how you practice it. Frequently asked questions. What is the strong method for team synergy? The strong method is a 6-step pre-conversation ritual developed in Say It Right Every Time. It covers state your intention, take a breath, respect all perspectives, offer specific examples, navigate to solutions, and gain commitment to action. It prepares individual team members for synergy critical conversations by building structure before pressure arrives. How does the strong method improve team communication? The strong method gives team members a reliable structure to follow before and during high stakes conversations. It reduces anxiety, sharpens focus, and replaces reactive habits with deliberate steps. Teams that use it consistently report fewer misunderstandings and stronger collaboration across time. When should a team member use the strong method? Use the strong method before any conversation, where the outcome matters, for team cohesion, difficult feedback sessions, disagreements over approach, role conflicts, or repair conversations after trust has been damaged. It is especially valuable when you feel nervous or reactive going into the exchange. Can the Strong Method help with conversation anxiety in teams? Yes, the Strong Method directly addresses conversation anxiety by giving you a clear action to take before speaking. The breathing step alone reduces the physical stress response. Having a structured intention and prepared examples replaces anxious rumination with practical readiness before the conversation begins. How is the Strong Method different from other communication frameworks? Most communication frameworks focus on what to say during a conversation. The Strong Method is a preparation ritual that happens before the conversation begins. It builds the internal conditions, clear intention, calm, empathy, and specific content that make the conversation itself more likely to support team synergy. How long does it take to apply the Strong Method before a conversation? The full Strong Method can be completed in 5 to 10 minutes before a conversation. With practice, the steps become instinct and require less conscious effort. Even a quick 2-minute run-through of the 6 steps significantly improves how a conversation opens and how both parties experience it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.